15 years doing anything is a long time. 15 years playing in the brutal National Hockey League, it's got to feel like a lifetime. Forward David Backes played just shy of 1,000 games for three NHL teams, 10 years in St. Louis, five of which he wore the captain's C on his shoulder. Then on to Boston, a Stanley Cup final in Beantown, and then the outro in Anaheim with the Ducks. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Thank you for checking in on Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help keep the program on the air. David Backes retired in September after signing a one-day contract to retire with that Blues note on his sweater. St. Louis Blue, the 37-year-old, is with me again on Sports and Commentary. David, thank you for coming back. 37, for me, that seems like a pretty young age, but in NHL years, it's kind of ancient. What have these 15 years in the National Hockey League, the rough and tough NHL, done to your body, David?
Truthfully, I feel like I mean, for 15 years and almost 1,000 games, very unscathed from, you know, a normal life perspective of, there's a few aches and pains and lumps and bruises, but I talked to my buddies from high school and they've all got, you know, similar ailments at 37, 38 as well. So I'm feeling very fortunate that I was able to get through relatively unscathed, but just going to a doctor and an osteopath here, and he'll start saying, you know, what's going on with this leg? And all of a sudden the injuries that I've, I don't want to say suppressed, but gone through and just kind of whatever. I broke that toe twice. I broke the other toe twice. I took a puck in the side of that leg, and, injury, is still, there's still a little bit of numbness there, or, I broke that finger or whatever else. Concussions, I'd say, were probably the biggest ailments I had, and had a checkup with a neurologist who gave me a clean bill of health. So I'm feeling very fortunate, and, keeping active and physically active and mentally active during the time in the league, and now in my time after playing, I just feel is a healthy way to maintain, a normal, sensible life.
Okay. David, how many chiclets do you have left? How many teeth?
Well, I've got all of them are still in my mouth, either mine or been replaced once or twice. But there are six of them that are certainly not the ones that God gave me, but good dentist is a hockey player's best friend sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, decade and a half in the league. What have been, the biggest changes that you've seen over your 15 years?
Well, I think the game definitely, I don't want to say got softer, but it turned from a game of who can outwill each other to who can outskill each other, and some of that is for the best, no question. But I think it used to be a gladiator sport where you were trying to pound the guy next to you into hoping he submitted, and you had three guys on each team, a whole forward line that was not competent to use their hockey skills in the NHL, but more to use their fists and their, physical prowess. And now the game is so much faster, so much more skilled. And, I think it would have been the same maybe 15 years before I started. Of the game was probably too tough for me, and I wouldn't have been able to have the success. So I feel like I was plopped down right where I needed to be, and in the history of the game to have the success and the career that I did have, and feel very fortunate for that.
Yeah, and what a career you had. Fell just 35 games shy of playing in 1,000 NHL games. That is impressive.
That's a lot of times lacing up your skates. And if you think you had two practices for every time you played a game, you know, it's probably more than that. That's a lot of pulling those laces and tightening them down and going out on the ice. And that longevity certainly doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of people that have played roles in that, doctors, trainers, you know, my wife allowing me time to go train and do my thing. So, again, it was a good ride, and I was very fortunate.
Yeah. Your last game was May the 5th, playing with the Anaheim Ducks. It was a road game, ironically, in St. Louis, where you spent 10 years. The Blues put together a beautiful video tribute before the game that was shown in the Jumbotron. The fans gave you a standing ovation. Describe what that evening was like for you.
Yeah, that night was really special for me, my family. You know, just a kind of a last rendezvous in the place that it all started. The Blues were so gracious to, you know, put together a video and to single me out, you know, the Ducks to let me play that game, and just felt so good to have things come full circle and to end where it all began in St. Louis, and obviously a place that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, there was a fraction of a full crowd due to COVID restrictions, but people standing and clapping and appreciating what I was able to do, and that, you know, was certainly hopefully mirrored back to them for how much I appreciated their support over the years as well.
Yeah, what a connection you had with St. Louis Blues fans. I'd like to expand upon that, David, on our next Sports and Commentary. Let's put it on pause. David Backus, 37 years of age, just retired after 15 years in the National Hockey League, a great two-way forward. David, thank you for being here, and we'll get back together the next S&C. God bless you.
All right, be well.